Welcome to Kingdom Keys, presented by DHMissions.com with your host, Dan Hain, where we take the keys to God's kingdom and use them to unlock and release biblical truths that will help you experience added dimensions in your walk with the Lord. We want to help you come into the fullness of your purpose as you listen to today's broadcast. Father God, I bless every listener today, everyone that's listening by radio, or everyone that is logged on through the internet. I thank you for making rich deposits into their lives. Thank you for giving them tools that they can use to see your kingdom released into the earth. I thank you for touching them and blessing them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's no accident that you've tuned in today. I'm convinced that God is going to speak to you during this broadcast. What we're going to do is listen to an excerpt from a message that I gave back in the year 2004. The title of the message is The Outpouring. And I just want to mention that this message is available on our website at www.dhmissions.com. We don't want to take up any more time. Let's get right into this message. And I've seen God do some amazing things in some different countries that He's taken me to in the past. And as I go through this message, I'll use a couple of them as examples for you. But I wanted to read through Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 5 in the New American Standard Version. In verse 1 it says, "Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down." Oh man, this really speaks to me. I really see the heavens beginning to open up over New England, wider than they've opened up in times past. They've opened up in areas before, but they're going to open up wide. They're going to open up wide over New England. God is going to give us access to His throne. God's going to give us access to see His face. God is going to give us access to His kingdom in ways that we've never imagined possible. Oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down. Oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down. It's been a cry of my heart to see God come down from heaven and truly walk amongst His people. There was a time in 1996 where I had an opportunity to minister in Kenya for 3 weeks. I went with another friend of mine from the Bible school that I graduated from, and we went to Kenya for 3 weeks. Mostly I was given the assignment to teach morning sessions, and my friend took the evening sessions. His name was Jim Hughes. Well, his name still is Jim Hughes, but... Yeah, the names have been changed to protect the innocent, right? Book them, Dano. Murder one, yeah. Okay, so, there's a friend of ours that's a pastor over there in Kenya. His name is Ken Shiku, and Ken invited Jim and I to go over for 3 weeks, and Ken took us to a city where his wife is from, and it's called Bungoma, Kenya. It's over on the western border of Kenya. I saw more poverty in this nation than I've seen anywhere else. I've seen a lot of poverty in different places that I've gone, but this is like a high, just a greater level of poverty. Just tin roof material leaning together to make some form of a shelter for families to live in. The average family in Kenya that I saw had about a 10 foot by 10 foot square room for an entire family to live in. Some of the ones that were more, that were better off had like a poured concrete floor and concrete block walls and then a corrugated tin roof. They'd have a little camp stove in there for their cooking stove and a little plastic bin for holding dishwater in it. And there'd usually be a community well where they could pull
some muddy water from a well, and that's about all they had. That's about all they had. So they took us into this city called Bungoma, and there was a main road that went through the city, and everything off the main road was a gravel road. Not a whole lot similar to the gravel roads we see around here, only a lot bumpier. And so as we went into the bush off the main road, we went in about a half a mile, three quarters of a mile, and we found a picnic shelter back there. But this picnic shelter was big enough to hold about 1,000 people. It was probably about a little more than twice the size of this gymnasium. But there were windows in the openings of the concrete blocks, but no windows in there. They're just openings. And doors that were just openings for the doors, and a poured concrete floor, and they had wooden benches. It would hold about 1,000 people, and they had two strings of light bulbs, about a dozen light bulbs all together toward the front of the structure, and that was their lighting system. And they had nailed together about 2 4x8 sheets of plywood for their pulpit area that were sitting on, you know, about 10 or 12 inches off the ground. And so they had an old rickety drum set. They had the oldest synthesizer out there. It was like one of the original Korg synthesizers that came out in the 70s. And they had an old beat-up PVPA system. So it was the best they could do. But I want to tell you something. They may not have had much in the natural, but boy, did they have a lot of God there. I came to find out what was really important. As I worshiped with these people, I heard such a purity of worship coming from their hearts. It just broke me in two. I was just a basket case. It was all I could do to keep myself together, just hearing the purity of the worship and the crying out of the people toward God. So we had an evening service, which in that church began at 2:30 in the afternoon. My friend Jim gave a very strong prophetic message, giving direction that the Lord had revealed to him concerning that body of people. It was very pointed, and you could feel it was hitting the mark. And the presence of God kept increasing. It kept increasing. A major rainstorm hit because it was the rainy season. And they told us after the service that when the rainstorms come in the afternoon, that you'd usually have to compress the congregation over to one side of the structure because it would be raining in the windows. Well, this time when it rained, it didn't rain in the windows. And it had never done that there before. So people were recognizing that God was moving in a way that he'd never moved before. At the end of the service, my friend Jim made an altar call to people that wanted to receive a touch from the Lord. And in the evening service, there were about 650 people there. And they all came scrambling toward the altar, pushing each other out of the way with such fervor. They wanted to have a touch from God. They were so hungry for a touch from God. They were pressing their way in a mass toward the altar area. My friend Jim didn't know what to do, so he just cried out to God and started singing a prophetic song in tongues, just hoping that somehow God would come down and touch each person individually, because there were too many for him to pray for one-on-one. It would have taken a long time. You have to understand something. Someone that was really blessed in this area had a bicycle for transportation. There were only about 3 motor vehicles for the whole congregation of 1,000 people. Most of the people were walking to the service. Some of them were walking as much as 12 to 15 miles just to receive a touch from God. And they were extremely dedicated and hungry for a move of God, to be taught in the things of the Scriptures. So my friend Jim begins singing prophetically, God, can you touch them? In his mind, he's praying and crying out to God, can you touch them individually? And he's singing in tongues. Well, the lady that was on the synthesizer, she wasn't very highly developed in her ability to play, but she was playing bass notes with the left hand and block chords with the right. And she was hearing where Jim was going with the prophetic song and matching up perfectly. It was amazing. And at that point, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, get on that old rickety drum set and start playing those drums. And I'm wrestling with God about it. I'm going, well, God, you know, things are going fine. And the Holy Spirit got more demanding. He says, get on the drums and start playing the drums now. The guy that was usually playing the drums was sitting off to the side, and the Holy Spirit wasn't moving on him to get on the drums. And so I went over and sat down on the drums and began to play. And what began to happen was the Spirit of God began to flow from heaven. The heavens just ripped wide open in such a way that it came down on me so strong, I was starting to wonder if I was going to live through it. I was playing the drums and just shaking my head, and the Spirit of God was moving so strong. I opened my eyes to see someone standing in front of me, and they turned around because they sensed something was going on. And when they looked at me, all of a sudden it began to shake under the power of God. Next thing you know, they fell out under the power of God, and not only them, but about 20 or 25 people fell out in a wave. They were tumbling over the tops of the wooden benches and rolling on the ground, and some of them were laughing hilariously, and some of them were being delivered from demon power, and some were coming to salvation for the first time. Others were receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and others were being healed. It was just amazing. And then someone else turned around and looked at me, and I'm sitting here just trying to live through this, man. Next thing you know, another wave of people fell out. It was like watching one of those Reinhardt Bonnke videos where you just see waves of people falling out, or a Benny Hinn video where you see just like bowling pins, you know, just going down. And it happened about three or four times. And then next thing you know, my friend Jim and the pastor of the church, they're on the pulpit area. They looked at me. And when they looked at me, they began to dance like their feet were on fire. And they were flapping their arms like they're trying to fly away. And then people, what happened was, is that that anointing that was on me shifted over to them. And when people started to look at them, man, more waves would fall out. It was truly amazing. And then all of a sudden, you could just feel God walk in the middle of this place. So many times I've heard Christian musicians singing songs similar to Holy, 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 and it's just like Holy, 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 Holy. But I'm telling you, man, when you truly are face to face with God, you're going Holy, 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 don't destroy me, God. You become acutely aware of the sinful condition that you were born in. And that's what happened to all of us there that night. We were face to face with God. We were face to face with Him, man. You could feel it. The awesomeness of His presence. The intense holiness of God. It was beyond anything I could stand. I began hiding behind the pulpit area. God, man, please don't destroy me, man. I'm not even worthy to be anywhere close to you like this. And that's what the holiness of God is all about.
You know, an amazing thing that happened with this encounter was that even though my flesh was crying out to be spared from God's holiness, my spirit was crying out to draw even closer to God. I can feel God's presence very strong right now. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, your presence comes upon every listener right now, and they can have an encounter with you like I had in Kenya that day. Amen. And I just want to mention that if you want to hear the entire message, it's available on our website, www.dhmissions.com. Go to the homepage, look for the downloads button, and scroll down to the outpouring. All right, our time is nearly over. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Dan Hain. I just want to take a minute and tell you about my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. In my book, Keys to Your Future, you can identify and unlock your purpose, access heaven, and walk in a supernatural plan for your life, overcome obstacles to walking in your destiny, and recognize the difference between a godly pursuit and a personal agenda. Every person who dares to go beyond the veil and enter the eternal realm can uncover his or her purpose. Keys to Your Future. This book is available at all retail book outlets, including Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You can get more information about Keys to Your Future at our website, www.dhmissions.com. Keys to Your Future. Get your copy today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every listener comes into the fullness of what you have for them. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let their lives be full of your presence. Amen. We have come to the end of another edition of Kingdom Keys, brought to you by DHMissions.com. For more information and resources, we invite you to visit our website at www.dhmissions.com, where you can find books, MP3 audio downloads, articles, and prayers that will help you to discover and use keys to unlock God's kingdom in the earth. We'll see you next time right here on Kingdom Keys. Remember, God loves you and Jesus is Lord.